Son, and for the Holy Spirit.
You've probably heard this from the colonial empire of the British Raj comes a golf story. After the English colonized and subjugated India and established their reign, they naturally wanted recreation, and so they built a golf course in Calcutta. But they found a problem with golf in India. Apparently, the trees are full of monkeys, and monkeys came swinging down from the trees, scurried across the golf course, picked up golf balls, tossed them back and forth, played with them, eventually dropping them wherever. The frustrated golfers, and this is a true story, tried many things, chasing monkeys away, building high fences to keep monkeys out, but apparently there's nothing more challenging to a monkey than a high fence. Capturing monkeys and releasing them far off, nothing worked. And apparently for every monkey captured and hauled away, three more monkeys appeared. And so finally they surrendered to reality and adopted a ground rule for the course. Play the ball where the monkey drops it. Sunday mornings through this season we've heard prophets of God angrily shouting, "Thus says the Lord," speaking God's displeasure and worse, God's condemnation, God's damnation of his people for offenses against God and neighbor. Doomsday, death of the nation, the end of civilization as they knew it. For sin against God and neighbor, God would bring down upon them deadly, irresistible force. Assyria crushing the northern kingdom Israel. And to conquer Judah, Nebuchadnezzar's mighty forces of the Babylonian Empire. A terrible, terrible story of when God turns against. Awful horror when God becomes the enemy and you cannot win and you cannot escape and all seems lost. Assyrians dispersed the northern tribes of Israel to the four corners of the earth, importing foreigners, filthy, unclean, Gentile foreigners to populate and defile Samaria. And in the southern kingdom, Judah was overrun and conquered, and Jerusalem, city, walls, and the temple destroyed stone by stone, reduced to rubble the height of the sea. The nobility and upper classes of Judah and Jerusalem, the priests, the wealthy and learned, carried away into captivity in Babylon, where some 30 years later, you remember this story, Ezekiel the prophet was with them on the banks of the river Kabar, pining away for Jerusalem. How can we be happy? How can we ever be happy again? How can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? It is not only a cry from exile in Babylon 2,600 years ago. If the Bible is true, if the Bible is helpful to us, then God means us to find ourselves, in every story, every song of praise, every lament, every laugh and every tear, every rejoicing and every suffering, every victory and every cross, to find ourselves. The cry of God's people from Babylon is the cry of God's people in every age, every time and place where, as on that golf course in India, life is not as it should be, has not turned out as expected, as anticipated, as hoped and planned. Life is real. Life changes the rules. Life goes to Babylon. Life brings down the monkeys, where every place, every life, every confidence and joy is turned upside down and inside out. I suggest to you that someone here this morning, and maybe many, someone here this morning is anguishing in that personal nightmare. Theodicy. Where is God and why? As a catastrophic cyclone with terrible winds and a mountainous storm surge rushes with incredible fury on human beings who inhabit the shores of the Bay of Bengal in India, many will wonder what God is up to, why God's creation brings such misery, and what right have we on the other side of the planet to agonize over our comparatively minuscule troubles of life. But you see, we are human. We're humans too, just as they are, anguishing failed hopes and dreams where the game is not as it was supposed to be, and the Babylonians have come, and the monkeys. And the word of the Lord from Jeremiah this morning is not only for those who are threatened and doomed by evil and the nature of things, but also for us with our troubles and our heartaches. From Jeremiah this morning, God speaks to us, the faithful, a word between us and God, a compassionate word of forgiveness, absolution, encouragement, and new promise as God reinstates his hopes and dreams for us. Yes, the unimaginable, unspeakable happens, but Sunday comes and God shows up all over again, calling us to go on. Over and over, life is that holy triduum, Good Friday agony, the silence of the tomb on Holy Saturday, and then Easter dawns bright, clear, and victorious with the resurrection. The resurrection, you see, is God's love for us. However far down life may take you, sickness, financial disaster, poverty, betrayal, even death around you, the word of the Lord through Jeremiah this morning is that you are to play life's game where you are. God's will for you is happiness, health, wholeness, and holiness. But life is what it is, to be played where the monkey drops it. You are not to despair. Empowered with God's love, you are to pick up and go on again, start anew, begin afresh. You will smile again. You will smile again. You will even laugh and sing God's praise, the songs of Zion in a land where you never wanted to be. If the Bible is any use to us, God means us to find ourselves, our guidance, our message in every story, including the stories that we heard this morning. The message in Jeremiah today is a message of love, hope, encouragement, resurrection. The message is the word of the Lord to you personally. I proclaim this gospel to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.